The election results are in, and Democrats won some big seats, but there were mixed results on some major ballot initiatives.
For the first time in 10 years, Democrats took control of the state Senate in the bellwether state of Virginia. Dems also took the governor's seat in Kentucky, while Republicans retained that office in Mississippi.
San Francisco, Houston, and Pittsburgh reelected their mayors, while Philadelphia elected Democrat Michael Nutter in a race with no incumbent.
Let's take a look at some of the statewide ballot initiatives that made the news. Texans authorized up to $3 billion in bonds over 10 years to create a cancer research center pushed by cyclist Lance Armstrong, of course, cancer survivor and Texas-bred sports hero.
Some voters in other states rejected proposals. Utah voters killed the nation's first statewide school voucher program that promised tax dollars for private tuition, no matter how much a family earned or whether kids were in bad schools.
Oregonians killed a cigarette tax increase that would have covered children's health services, or insurance, rather. Tobacco companies spent $11.8 million on negative ad campaigns sort of opposing this idea. Here's a clip of one of those ads.
HMOs and health insurers are behind Measure 50, rewriting Oregon's constitution to increase the tobacco tax.
And in New Jersey, voters denied a referendum that would have authorized the state to borrow $450 million over 10 years to finance stem cell research.
And that is the BPP big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with the news.